great time tonight. Thanks for inviting us. Yeah, we're gonna stay a bit longer. I'll be fine. He'll protect me. Won't you, big guy? See? I'll be fine. We'll see you later. Go have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. And then there were two. The best two. Thanks for staying with me. I didn't feel like going home just yet. I also wanted to spend more time with you. Plus booze. Yes. Yes, please. Speaking of, can I buy you another one? Just one more? No, don't even worry about it. I know my limits. And why are you asking me that? You know them too. Oh, I know you know. We hang out way too much for you to play ignorant here. Come on, tell me how much attention you pay to me. Oh, not like that. not like what? Now, what are you thinking about? Look at Mr. Active Imagination over here. Just admit you pay so much attention to me and we can move on. See? I knew it. You know I'm only teasing. Oh no, I don't mind at all. Very protective, very sweet. So, more drinks? For you? On me? That's what I like to hear. Excuse me, can we get another round? Yes, ma'am, the very same. Thank you. Cute bartender, huh? Not as cute as me, though, right? 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 Good answer. What do you mean? We finished a big project today, so I'm extra happy tonight. And a little bit tipsy, yes. Just a little bit. The flirting comes with that, what can I say? Only with you, Cupcake. I'm serious. All of that stuff aside, I never drink too much when you're not with me. You obviously don't know because you're not there, but just ask the rest of the team. I take it way slower when you're not around. Yeah, only with you. Because I know you. You're one of the good ones. And as much as you act like I get on your nerves, you're always looking out for me. I feel safe enough to drink this much and stuff when I'm with you. Not always, I don't think. I mean, okay, back in college I had a friend that did the same thing. She always made sure that nothing bad happened to me. Yeah, she's great. I'll introduce you to sometime. I'm sure she'd love to meet the man keeping me safe these days. Wait. What's with that smile? What are you gonna tell her? No! I swear to God, if you guys bond over my stupid drunk stories, oh God. No! No, you're making me rethink this idea now, so maybe not. No. No, you can't find her on Facebook. Nope. She's not my old roommate. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, no. No, don't look for her. Give me your phone. No. Give. We're moving on. No. Thank you. Thank you. And look. No, stop looking. Our drinks are here. Time to thank the lovely bartender. I'll make sure he leaves a generous tip to thank you for putting up with all his antics. That look on your face, I'm only messing with you. Thank you. Oh, come on, don't be like that. No pouting, okay? That's my thing. Cheers for the fifth time tonight. Hey, you want to know a fun fact? This is not out of nowhere. I have a point to this, trust me. Plus, we could make a drinking game out of it. If you haven't heard of what I'm talking about, you drink. I'm going to be drinking this whole time, so we'll be on even footing. You might even have an advantage. Okay, perfect. So, have you ever noticed anything interesting when a couple is walking together, or just a group of friends or whatever? Well, yeah, next time we're out, do a bit of, like, people watching with me, okay? Maybe not in here. No one's walking. But when people walk and talk and are out together, they end up walking in sync. Yeah, I read somewhere that it's a sign of friendship and sociability or something like that. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, right? I'm surprised you haven't heard that before, which means you drink. Just look next time, you'll see what I mean. Oh yeah, I guess my point was, I think that happens to us a lot. Probably, huh? We're together pretty often, and we're pretty close, so next time we're out, we can see if that's a thing for us. Now, I'm not saying you should pay attention to my legs. Although, I'm joking. Or am I? Okay, I'll stop. What about another fun fact? It's kind of related. It's fun because it's awesome. Office gossip. Not Asif gossip. Office gossip. About us. Yeah. Doesn't that make you curious? Don't you want to know what people are saying about you? About us? Okay, so I'm not one to be telling stories out of school, but I overheard some people talking. And apparently they're putting us on so many projects together. On purpose. Yeah, I mean, we do work well together. And you were the one that trained me first, so... But I apparently that's not the only reason. They say that we're very much alike. And that's not the end of it. Here, come closer. Come closer, let me tell you. let me tell you. The rest of the team has been, like, moving stuff around to make sure we stay together. No, don't be like that. Nothing bad has happened yet. I think it's cute. Beats me. I can't think of any reason why they would keep trying to get us to do things together. It sure is a mystery. But drink, mister. Well, if you do a bit more eavesdropping, I think you'll hear the words work-wife tossed around a lot more than you'd expect. Well, don't worry about them. Besides, it's not like I want to be your work-wife anyways. I'm saying, maybe I could be more than that. You know, why don't we just skip all of that and you can just wife me up for real, hmm? Oh my god. You actually spat your drink out. Oh my god. Here, napkins, here. That was like sitcom level spit. I'm so sorry. But how can you expect me not to tease you with reactions like that? Oh my god. let me clean you up. Do you need more napkins? There. Yeah, there you go. Much better. I told you, I can't help it with you. And I helped clean you up. Am I not still forgiven? Oh, well. Doesn't matter, you're stuck with me. No, but seriously, when are you gonna ask me out? You kept your drink in your mouth this time. I mean, you would think I was teasing, wouldn't you? But guess what? I know you really like me. I mean, look at us. Did you think it wasn't obvious at this point? I don't know. What does it mean? Do I like you? Now, is that not obvious, too? Okay, so remember when I first joined the company and you were showing me the ropes and teaching me all sorts of tips? And I know you were assigned to train me, but one of the things you told me was the reciprocity to reciprocate of goodwill or something like that. You were always like a walking psych textbook. Clearly not my forte, but I can't remember what you said. But what I got from it was that the fastest way to get someone to like you is to like them first. And that's pretty much what happened. I mean, it didn't take long for you to start falling for me, right? Don't lie to me, Cupcake. Didn't it make your heart flutter seeing me come into work every morning with your favorite coffee in hand? My favorite coffee, your favorite coffee, same thing. It's what you drink now, isn't it? I know, it is my fault, isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Do you want to know why? For this to make sense, I'm going to give you one last fun fact. One last chance for you not to lose this stupid drinking game I made up. This time it's very relevant. So, Mr. Psych Textbook, have you ever heard of mirroring? Okay, drink right now. And then let me tell you a story. It was late one weeknight. Everyone was still working in the office. And we were all so tired. Okay, I'll get to the point. Mirroring is when you mimic someone else's posture or gestures or the things they say or stuff like that. Usually unconsciously. How many drinks have we had? Usually unconsciously. Stop laughing at me. I can say it. Unconsciously. Okay, so you have heard of mirroring. Wait, does that... So that means I have to drink. I didn't really flesh out this game, did I? Okay, drink. Ready? That was not just a sip. I took a full swig. So, mirroring me and you. Yeah, in the beginning, I was copying you because I thought it was kind of cute. And I was expecting you to notice so I could tease you about it. But the more I did it, the more I realized that I actually liked it. And that's when people started talking about how similar we are, which made me a bit too happy for someone who's only supposed to be teasing you. From there, I started doing it unconsciously, because of how comfortable it made me feel. And again, people unconsciously stop laughing. But again, people were saying we're alike because it made me really happy. And then you started playing dirty. You started to do the same thing, and then we just spiraled. And for the third time, I liked it when people talked about how we were so alike. I want to say that was all part of some plan I had, but... I know where I work well, but do you think I planned that far ahead? I just liked you, and things worked out better than I thought. You didn't do it on purpose, I doubt that. You just couldn't hide your attraction, and that's perfectly okay. Oh, own up to it, cupcake. I know you're older than me, what's your point? Denied, you are still my cupcake, my sweet baby cupcake. Look at those cheeks. Anyways, I like you, and you like me, and I think we should go out. We definitely should. No, not like this. We always do this. No, this is not a first date. Because we always do this. This is like normal. Well, I'll leave the first date ideas to you. Or at least, I'm not gonna think about it now. Now is the time for more celebratory booze. Miss Bartender? Yes, please. Another round. Thank you. Cheers. For the sixth time, cupcake.